Welcome to Radio Rehab. I'm your host, Dana. This week, I am joined by my special guests, Vicky from Equanimity Interventions and Sonia from Pinnacle Peak Recovery. On today's episode, we discuss how it takes a special person to do interventions because when Vicky did mine personally, I was able to hear her and we're able to hear other people who are clean and in recovery much easier than we're able to listen to our family members. Here, let's join the show.
Welcome to Radio Rehab. Here's your host, Dana Keys.
Let me do the interview now, Dana.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's talk about your last run when speaking about the relationship with you and your mom, when you guys had to pull over at Denny's and I had to come find you in San Jose to straighten you out because you're being such a bitch to your poor mom.
I forgot about that. Truth be told about that story. This is funny. I didn't end up staying sober that time. How very quickly I forgot about when I did the detox at Good Samaritan Hospital, yeah, where they gave me great food. I was sending producer Shar pictures every day. I don't remember any of that, but I've seen the pictures, so I know it's true.
They're probably giving you Ativan then.
Oh, yeah, they're giving me some good stuff. They're giving me some Ativan. And they had me on Neurontin, Gabapentin, whatever, right, and Metoprolol, something to slow my heart rate down so I didn't. You know, because I was like a 0.39 or something when I went in there. They had to make sure I didn't go into DTs. And the food was great. And, you know, after a week, and I'm like, I call my mom and, you know, with my here, I've done it. I've done my part. I'm done. Come get me. Well, Sonoma is not close to San Jose. So, you know, it took her like, 2 hours to drive down there. Mm-hmm. And I got, you know, resentful and annoyed while I was waiting. So I bought what? Alcohol, because I didn't have an ounce of recovery in my body. I just had detoxed. I drank, and then I started drinking because I remember my mom, when I wanted to drink, it was like lavender kombucha. Like, she was like, that made you act weird in San Jose. And I'm like, no, mom, that was the vodka. It was the vodka that was making me act weird in San Jose. This is just what I was drinking when you saw me. But yeah, I was wasted. I remember her yelling at me, and I remember me yelling at her. And then I remember you at Denny's, but very vaguely. So what happened?
So your mom called me and she says, "Hi, Vicky Kins. It's Kate."
She loves that.
I love your mom.
I know you do.
I want to drink sweet tea with her. Sit on the porch swing. So anyways, she was telling me I can't drive all the way back to Sonoma with her. Being like this, like she is being so abusive, Vicky.
Oh, God. And what was I in the background going, shut up!
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So, Amal, that's not abusive. That's your mother.
Right.
So, yeah, it was off of Berry S and 680, and your mom told me, we're passing, I think we're coming up to Berry S right now. So I said, there's a Denny's, pull over, I'll be there in a minute. And you guys got out of the car and I talked to your mom, and then I pulled you away from your mom and told you, you've put your mom through enough shit. She loves you. She's here to get you. You need to knock it off. You're being a fucking brat, Dana.
Is that what you said?
A brat. Yeah. And I said, knock it off. Just don't say another word. Shut your mouth and go home because you need to go get better. And you said, okay.
It's funny, I'll hear it from you. If anybody else, I would have punched somebody else if they said that to me.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. That's why it's great that you do intervention.
I called your mom like a half hour later and I said, how's it going? She said, she hasn't said a word. It's going great. I don't know what you said to her, but it worked.
She must have hated that.
She's
on
gonna
some
listen
level,
to this
though.
Shit like, and laugh at me.
If Vicky says do it, I'll do it, but not you.
It's really true. She's got magic.
She does.
When it comes to that, because it's a thing. People just listen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I feel like...
I think it's because she loves them so much and they can tell. I think that's why.
Yeah. I think it's because you're just so relatable. We didn't talk about this. I don't think you just celebrated 20 years in December.
And you were at my party.
Of course I was.
Yeah, we were watching Transgender.
With your tranny drag queen party that we were at.
Yeah, it was rad. Love that.
In typical Vicky fashion. I can just say from personal experience, I don't take kindly to people in general. And I certainly don't take kindly to people in recovery trying to tell me what's up after being in like all the rehabs I've been in and all the, you know, stuff I think I know that I probably don't at all. And I have a lot of anger. So it's like it takes a certain kind of person to get somebody like me to listen, and you have whatever that is. Vicky,
I think
so, like,
a lot of us are just like that, too.
Yeah?
I was just like that.
Yeah, I know, because, I mean, I know I have family who, like, want interventions done on other family members, but they're scared. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, well, Vicky could talk to them.
I just show up.
Part of that, too, is being somebody who's not in the family. Somebody who's not a part of the meshed mess.
I could talk to her and I wouldn't if my mom opened her mouth. I wanted to kill her.
Yeah, that's how Justin is with me. You know that. Justin won't even like, shut up, mom.
He does?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I could have never done Justin's intervention. I mean, although I was the one who was calling.
Justin is her son, everyone.
Right.
So, yeah.
He's in recovery and if he didn't need an intervention, because he made up his mind on his own.
Uh-huh.
But if he would have needed one, I couldn't have done it. He'd have been rolling his eyes. And, you know, our kids think we're stupid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And my mom could never do that with me. She'd be the last person I could hear. As much as I love her, she's not the one.
Yeah, me too with my mom. I can't, anything, I know I need to do a bunch of stuff. If she says do it, I get angry and I don't want to hear it. I don't know what that is.
And I know that,
because
like,
we blame our parents.
Yeah, and two people can tell you the same thing, but you might hear one of them and you don't hear the other one for some reason.
I don't think I didn't hear judgment from you, and I felt so judged by her. Whether that was real or whether that was in my head, I felt so judged by her.
Totally, probably in your head, because I think we're afraid. We feel ashamed when it comes to our parents, I think.
We let them down.
They didn't raise us like this. There's all that going on.
Right.
And, yeah, there's just things that we don't talk to our parents about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has a lot
and
to do
with
it.
We don't want to hurt them. I think deep down inside, you don't want to hurt your folks. Oh, you know, you don't want your mother to know all of the dirty, nasty, because it would break her heart.
Yeah.
And so we have to try and hide it.
So instead we call them names and tell them how much we hate them.
Right. Yeah. So that's so much better.
Right. Yeah. Deflect.
Yeah. We're a screwed up bunch of people.
We are.
Which is why we use in the first place.
It's lack of personal responsibility.
Is that what it is? But is that really what it is?
So yeah, all the deflecting, all of the putting it back.
Right.
That's what you see a lot in a
zero
lot of
accountability.
You know, it's the same thing. It's all about the family. It's all about you. It's all about you. And every time you try to talk about, and sometimes it's worse than others. Sometimes the cognitive, and it has to do with cognitive functioning and all that stuff. That whole frontal lobe that just goes scrambled eggs after someone's been using a long time. You can't make decisions. That's where the decision making happens. So it's gone. You know?
That's why I can't make decisions.
Yeah, like, you should be
able to everyone
who
knows me. Oh, crap. I know, now I just blame it on the fact that I'm a Libra. Now I'm like, I'm a Libra, I can't make decisions.
You're so lucky you have that excuse.
I'm all, I can't use Leo as an excuse because I'm a leader.
Yeah.
I think I have a wet brain. Like, I really feel like, so I'll have 3 years next month, and I feel like I have a wet brain. Like, I feel like I used to be smart, and I feel like I'm not
anymore.
You're
really smart.
You're really smart.
I still am?
Yeah.
I just, it's like sometimes I can't think of really obvious words, and I'm like, what is that? And then I have my friends that are like, oh, it's mom brain. And I'm like, I don't have a kid. Like,
no,
how can I have mom brain?
I think it's kind of stress. I do that when I got too much going on.
I think it's because your brain is so quick-witted, and you're firing so much that we forget the smallest things. You know, like Einstein did not a tie of shoes, like that kind of thing.
Really? Oh, thank you so much for saying that. That's the best thing anybody's ever said. Everyone should be like you. That is the greatest response ever. I love that.
That's what I tell myself.
I love it.
When I forget people that I've known for years' name that are standing next to me.
I'm not even going to bother talking about the wet brain thing anymore. Next time I can't think of an obvious word, I'll just be like, you know what? Einstein didn't know how to tie a shoe, so there.
Hopefully you can think of that.
Hopefully I can remember that.
Girl, somebody couldn't tie their shoes. Was it Mr. Rogers? I don't know.
Was it Kierkegaard? Or Paul Rubens, who couldn't tie his shoes? I'm not sure.
It's
special thanks to this week's guests, Vicky from Equanimity Interventions and Sonia from Pinnacle Peak Recovery, taking the time to come in here and talk with us. Join us tomorrow as Vicky tells personal intervention stories from the cases she's gotten to work on, so we get to see an inside look at what it's like to be part of an intervention from a sober perspective, of course. Keep coming back.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll.